brothers and sisters, I want you to know there's a man, he's gonna take your name. There's a man.
This week, President Barack Obama declared a war on extremism. But when pressed, the administration had a hard time defining what an extremist was. So we did some of our own homework. Michael Snyder, a writer for the Economic Collapse blog, submitted a list of 72 definitions of what the government considers extremists. The list of 72 definitions was culled from a host of documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. We culled through the list and picked out some of our favorites. So sit back, take a listen, and see if you can't figure out how many times your name may appear. First on the list, those who talk about individual liberties, those who advocate for states' rights, those who want to make the world a better place. Good God, what kind of maniacs are there out there? Those interested in defeating communists. Those that believe the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations. Ah, the collective good. Who don't love Marxism? But wait, there's more. Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. Anyone who is anti-illegal immigrant. Oh no, I welcome illegal immigration. Anyone who is anti-Muslim, anyone involved in the Patriot movement, anyone opposed to Agenda 21, and let's not forget, anyone that, quote, fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation, anyone that is, quote, frustrated with mainstream ideologies, anyone that visits extreme websites or blogs. Good thing no one's monitoring your internet activity. Oh, wait. Oh, here's a good one. Anyone that, quote, suddenly acquires weapons. Looks like all you first-time gun buyers are screwed. And how about those dastardly citizens who display bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN? Ah, and then there are those that are suspicious of a centralized federal authority. Those that are, quote, reverent to individual liberty. Those that believe one's personal or national way of life is under attack. Those that possess a, quote, belief in the need to be prepared. Honestly, that's just silly. Rely on the government, like we did with Hurricane Sandy. Oh, it's been 3 years, and many people still aren't back in their homes because of government regulations from the EPA that prevent them from building on their own property. But hey, look on the bright side. The parkway has new lanes. But I digress. So for your listening pleasure, back to the list. Returning veterans, those concerned about illegal immigration, those that believe in the right to bear arms, anyone that is engaged in ammunition stockpiling. Ah, crap. Anyone that exhibits fear of communist regimes, those who talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner. Those who have a negative view of the United Nations. Those who are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes. Those who display the Gadsden flag. Those who believe in end-time prophecies. And, of course, evangelical Christians. So tuck the kiddies in and rest assured in your bed. The government's got you covered. Because there's a man going round taking names.
That's a man. And going round taking names.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer Anthony Calandra.
Weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
I did a rough calculation. I'm on that list 862 times.
Yeah, I think we're at a couple of
lists. You know, because our government has nothing else to do.
No.
You see, this is what we're going to be up against, especially the next 2 years under the Obama administration.
Absolutely.
They're just going to be looking for us. How many military vets fall under this criteria, right?
Oh, because that's exactly
they're all domestic terrorists, right? Yeah. We're all domestic terrorists now because we own firearms and because we have a Gadsden flag.
Right.
All right.
And because we believe in freedom.
Live
or because
free or
we,
die.
You know, are preppers or have something, you know, stockpiled in our, you know, like... extra oatmeal.
How did it get this far?
It's gotten this far. And it's sad because the real extremists can't be known. They can't be, you can't say who they are. You can't say extreme radical Muslims. You can't say that.
You know, while I was in court on Monday, I was also on Fox News. I was on Fox News again about Operation Choke Point. Remember how they said they weren't going to
they
push
weren't
stuff?
Give, yeah.
But a bunch of gun stores came forward that tried to open gun ranges or whatever, and the Department of Justice blocked them from getting bank financing and stuff because of the type of business that we're in.
Well, you know, it's like porn or, you know, like kiddie porn and stuff and, like that,
yes,
gun ranges.
Because that's what we're like. Yeah, we're like a porno shop or, you know. Selling people into slavery.
Yeah.
And so it's
no
it's again, it's reared its ugly head where the Department of Justice is encouraging lending institutions, credit card companies, and everything to give us a hard time. You know, just like Google doesn't let us advertise.
Right.
PayPal doesn't handle gun transactions,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just they're going to squeeze us out as much as they possibly can. But again, a methadone clinic would be fine. An abortion clinic, I guess, would
be fine.
Fine.
Yeah, it'd be okay. Yeah.
But that's not
you
the case.
You could get all kinds of funding for that.
You know, and following up on that, on the news and in the Washington Post was a huge article, and they used the term country club.
Yeah.
And they talked about how country clubs are on the rise because they're winning over a younger, more affluent, increasingly female generation of
Boy,
shooters.
That was a surprise that when we read it, huh?
Yeah, because 4.5 to 5 years ago, I registered countryclub.com.net.org, and I trademarked Country Club.
It was interesting. When you first shared your vision with me, that's exactly what you called it. You called it a Gun Tree
Club. A Gun Tree Club. Yeah. And I was going to use Gun Tree Club when I opened the Gun for Hire in Woodland Park, but Gun for Hire has such a strong brand recognition, so I reserved it. But after the article came out in the Washington Post, I've received 4 emails from people that are interested in buying my domain and want to know about my trademark. And basically, F you to all of them. They're not getting it. I am going to use it maybe someday in the future. It's mine, 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 all mine. One guy was like, my son wants to start writing a blog. Would you be interested in selling countryclub.com for $50 for him?
Of course.
I emailed him back. I'm like, brother, with all due respect, you better add about 9 zeros to the end of that if you want countryclub.com. You're not getting it. I thought of it 5 years ago when I invented the term.
Exactly.
All right? And I'm not saying that to blow smoke up my own arse, but I invented the term. Go to register.com and see how long ago I registered those domains. They're not private.
Yeah.
So, but they talk about how these country clubs are opening up everywhere, and it's attracting this new breed of shooter. And it's not something we haven't talked about on the air for
right.
5 years now.
Right, yeah, pretty much.
That I've created a model here at the Woodland Park Range where it's family-friendly and female-friendly.
Right.
And it's
and
the not
average
the old
age
boys
is,
club.
27 to 33,
correct.
And the average person is female.
Correct. So we're already on the head of the curve, you know, and we have a big facility here, but the facility they checked out was in Virginia was 65,000 square feet. Modern to me, I don't know how
Can
much a
imagine?
Square foot to build, but that's it. You know, when you come in on a Tuesday at 2 p.m, there's only 3 people shooting in the range, you're looking for a noose.
Yeah.
It's expensive to keep this shit busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Expensive to keep it going.
Yeah. There's that heat bill and the light bill and all that other bills.
When we come back, we'll talk about my persecution. I mean, my prosecution.
So that's where all your hair went, just ripping your hair
out?
Oh,
man, you have no idea.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman. tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by WaldorfChiropractic.com. WaldorfChiro.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is a strong Second Amendment, NRA, gun-loving family man. He is the chiropractor extraordinaire. He also wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is in a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please check out Dr. Eric. You can go on his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic. You can also go onto his website, WaldorfChiro.com, and thank those who support us, because without them, none of this would be possible. Let's keep it all
Some people would
in
be thankful
family.
For that.
So, I've been skirting around for the past couple of months, actually since October. I've been in some serious poo-poo with the state of New Jersey, and I'm not going to comment on it fully. It's just that 90% of it ended well on Monday with Evan Knappen representing me. I don't know what I can say or what I can't say, so Knappen will be here doing his gun law seminar on Friday the 13th. In February.
February, yeah.
So if anybody wants to come, I think we have 3 seats left for that, by the way, his gun law seminar. But Knappen is going to come on the show, and we're going to discuss my case without me, you know, facing future indictments.
Yeah, right.
So as my counsel, he'll be talking. But he did learn me to say, upon advice of counsel, I assert my Fifth Amendment rights and respectfully decline to answer. So,
and it was an education in being a lightning rod for gun rights in New Jersey,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Being a nice guy, I let my guard down, and I was betrayed over the past 4 years, and a lot of stuff happened, and it went from civil to marital to criminal, and it's 90% over.
Yeah.
But anybody who is married, or anybody who has guns, or anybody who has a civil union, or anybody who lives in New Jersey with guns needs to take Knappen's course and needs to have Knappen's card in their wallet.
Absolutely.
Because I will tell you this. He guided me the whole process, and he told me what was going to go down in court the night before. And Sandy, when I tell you, it was like it was scripted of what went down in court the next day. Scripted.
Yeah, Knappen is the
okay,
man.
Okay, and what he said was what was going to happen, and guess what? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And there's no better feeling than having that next to you when you're scared shit and your life and your career is on the line and your freedom.
Yeah.
And again, tune in for the September 3rd show. If you can, you can come to the class. Knappen will be talking about my case also. It's one of his cases he's added to his repertoire now.
Yeah.
Me being a high-profile guy with a target on my back all the time and being a nice guy.
And which was being exploited, too, by an overzealous prosecutor.
Correct.
Who just...
Correct.
She...
If I was Joe Schmo from Rockaway, right, it would have disappeared. But because I was Anthony Gunn for Hire, who says I will not comply,
right,
and I own the largest gun range facility in the Northeast.
And she's a rabid anti-gunner.
Correct. All right, let's not say anything else because, again, I might get indicted again.
Yeah,
let's wait
right
for Knappen to
well,
be
Well, I
on
said it. It's my opinion.
Thank you. I want to personally thank everyone that's been behind me through this with support, either overtly, covertly, or whatever. You know, people can see it in my face and everything. It's been tough. I've been a little reserved on, you know, what I've been talking about. And there's a lot more I can't say. I have to settle a few more things in court, and then the whole expose will come out. But make sure you have Knappen's book. Make sure you have Knappen's card. And if you get a chance, take his gun law seminar because New Jersey sucks.
If you've got the time, you absolutely have to take his course because you're going to learn things in that course that will frighten you. And you'll realize how many people there are taking names out
there. It's not good, gentlemen and ladies. If you're listening to this, it's really not good. I just want to talk a little bit now about Pennsylvania. It looks like a grand jury is recommending criminal charges against Attorney General Kane.
Oh, yeah, an attorney general. For nothing more than squashing criminal investigations and bribery.
She released sealed court documents to the media to gain an advantage in court.
Against her political opponent?
A political component and an anti-gun agenda. A lot of people don't know, but
Democrat
Kane was elected. She's not appointed by the governor like in New Jersey. She was elected as Attorney General of Pennsylvania, and they have a recall effort on her right now, and now criminal charges by the attorney, she is the Attorney General. It's a grand jury. She was the one, through an executive fiat, one signature, she banned Florida and Utah carry permits from being accepted in Pennsylvania any longer.
And we tried to get her to comment on it.
Yes, and a lot of guys emailed me about this, and there is legislation in the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania to
overturn
that.
Yeah.
A lot of people email me, and they ask me about that, what's going on. Andy Rubenstein was one of them. Did you hint on your last broadcast changes coming to PA recognized? Well, that's one of them because if they could get Kane out and they can get even a moderate as an attorney general, we could reverse those two things, or the two bills could subsequently become law in the state of Pennsylvania, and that would help our cause out. But yes, she's no good to the core.
She's also refusing to defend the state against suits that are coming from Second Amendment supporters.
Correct.
For towns that are enacting, doing the same thing in Pennsylvania. See, we always say what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey. By certain towns in Pennsylvania are doing what New Jersey has been done in New Jersey for a very long time.
Correct.
Just making your own gun laws.
Sure. Well, just like Operation Strike Force, which we're going to talk about that a little more later. But anyway, it's worked out really well.
Senate, too, because she's kind of a good-looking woman, too.
Oh, man. He had to go there?
I'm just sorry. Yeah.
On a higher note, a store clerk in New Jersey killed a robbery suspect. The guy's been robbed three times before. But this is how NJ.com reports it. Store clerk shoots, kills robbery suspect in Newark. But here's the deal. The first article that came out on NJ.com said the police were deciding whether to charge the store clerk or not.
Right.
And the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, my God, if it's a store clerk, he's going to get charged. There's no way he could carry legally.
Right.
Find out later on he's the owner of the store.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is no charges. It was a legally possessed gun. He shoots here, by the way.
He does.
Yeah, he's never taken any classes from us, but he shoots here. Of course, I looked up his name. I'm not going to say his name, but guy's been robbed three times already. Fourth time, shitbag comes in with a gun, goes to rob him. Pulls his gun out of his holster and shoots him.
Right.
The guy turns to run and dies at the threshold of the store.
And the other two run away.
Yes.
There were three thugs
Correct.
Who came in. And what's very interesting is the skewed reporting. If you notice in NJ.com, they said that the gun that was used to kill the piece of crap, and they mention him, was a registered gun.
Correct.
Not to defend the man's life, not used to defend, to stop the crime. No. The gun that was used to kill the piece of garbage was a registered gun. They always have to take it that way.
Correct. So I'm glad that it was a clean shooting. He was not charged with anything. And you know
maybe
what?
It sends a message, do you think?
I was going to say the other shitbags in the area. Well, any store owners out there in the state of New Jersey, if you own the business, you don't have to own the building, but if you own the business, you can carry on your person.
Right.
And we teach people that all the time. Bill Fioron runs a class for business owners here.
Specifically for business owners. And they run through scenarios to deal with that. That is it's a great course if you're a business owner.
Correct. You know, I got another email from a Johnny P. who also talked about Kane and everything, and he said, concerning our broadcast, me and you were doing a great job, Sandy. Constant reminder that dishwashers are dangerous is important to the listenership. He said recently when repairing his dryer, he was afraid that it may be in the same gang as my dishwasher, and I neutralized it with Lipstick Bodyguard. The dryer has submitted and is now running without issue.
Well, you see, you got to keep the appliances.
I'm going to try to get Walter Haas's wife in here soon. She almost she used her Lipstick Bodyguard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was in here the other day, and she told me her story, and I wasn't allowed to share it with Walt because he was away on business.
Oh.
But I walked her out to her car and everything, and I'm going to see if we can get her in here. So, Walt, when you hear the show, let's set something up with Jen, please. I want to bring her in here. It's a good learning experience for everybody. So, Jim P., thank you for everything, for the email and everything. I got a ton of letters, but ANJRPC Strike Force is moving along, and I've had emails from people. Let me find this one. Jeff Schanneberger says he wants to know why Scott Bach and ANJRPC didn't list the towns and the violations.
And the violations. I was wondering that, too. Is there a reason for that?
He will. The first leg of the second part of Strike Force was to notify them, put them on notice. If they fix it, it's done.
Okay.
If they don't fix it, they will be listed on what they're going to be called to task for.
Okay.
So he's saving them embarrassment, actually.
That's kind of
nice. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's Scott.
Is objective that way. So, Jeff, that's why Scott's doing it. So, you know, be cool with that. Our buddy Kurt from Indiana, he wrote, I have a lifetime license to carry in Indiana. I seen an article about the introduction of a bill for constitutional carry in Indiana. Is there a provision to the bill like Arizona's law where they retain the permit system for residents to obtain a carry permit to carry in other states? I think it would be a bad deal if the current and future permit holders were not able to carry in other states. There is no provision. It's just for you guys in Indiana.
Yeah.
We need national reciprocity.
That's what we need.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Well, stop, great God, stop still and listen. Listen to the story about Jezebel. Her sins were so wicked, Jehovah got angry. Her soul went leaping and jumping into hell. Way back yonder in the olden days. John told.
And this segment's being brought to you by Montville Office.
Montville Office, Montville Executive Suites, actually. It's montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa has a beautiful place in Montville, New Jersey, about 6 miles from Gun for Hire campus. He has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. MontvilleOffice.com is his website, and Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. You got to check it out. He has a beautiful place, and again, for as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional appearance instead of being in some coffee shop on the back table that you have a matchbook under one of the legs because it's crooked and shit, and there's some person breathing heavy next to you.
Yeah. Now they banned me from going into those.
I got an email from Harold Johnson. I'm going to talk about it later in learning. And let me see what else I got. We need a Gun for Hire South Jersey. Come on down. Steve Justice in Gibbstown. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll see something like that. At the moment, not really. We got Jimmy's going to be coming in a little bit. We got some Ask Jimmy questions. Let me see what else I got right here, Sandy, before I go any further. Bloomberg is ramping up, by the way, across the country.
Yes, he is. Well, you wondered what he was going to do once he left the office.
He has nothing else
to
do.
He has to stay in the limelight. He's a media whore.
Correct. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, again, remind everybody, Knappen will be here February 13th. Masad Ayoub will be here May 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st with Mag 20 and Mag 40. If you don't know about this, you need to learn about this. Masad Ayoub is not getting any younger. He is my master. He's been on the show. We've done the Mag classes here before. This is an opportunity to come down and have yourself a ball with the master, with the judicious use of deadly force and all the shooting and everything that goes with it. Let me tell you something. He is the man. We have Knappen with legal, and we have Masad Ayoub with deadly force. We have the two best people that can teach here. If you don't know about it, you got to check it out. The other thing is we have, Sandy, we have a lot of clinics and test drives. And if you don't know what a clinic is you come in and you repeat the same things over and over again for a few hours. And we have a self-defense clinic, a force-on-force clinic, a holster draw clinic, shooting-on-the-move clinic, tactical vehicle ops clinic, barricade shooting clinic, one-hand shooting clinic, a reloading class, February 11th, by the way, tactical steel, February 17th.
Is it all 17th. Kinds of reloading, shotgun, and rifle?
Not
and
shotgun, just metallic cartridge reload. We'll do shotgun, too, by appointment only. Then we have our test drive series. And our test drive is where you come and shoot a bunch of different guns. And February 2nd is our carry series.
Nice.
From 380s, 9mm, 45s, 40s. 38s.
So if you've got an out-of-state CCW permit, or if you're from another state and you have a CCW permit.
Correct. You can come in and check them out.
Yeah, and check out the... If you're thinking about buying a new carry gun, you can come in and check it out. Try before you buy.
Correct. We have a classic series. We have a belt-fed series. We have ARs and the Browning 1919, et cetera, et cetera.
Very nice.
All belt drive. We have a carbine series where you can shoot AR-10s, AR-15s, 7.62, 223, 9mm, 308, all different stock configurations, gas piston, impingement, and everything, so you can see what you like. The next thing we have is the big rig test drive, all huge caliber guns. And then one of my favorites is the shotgun test drive, where you can shoot over, under, side by side, pump, semi-auto, 10 gauge, 12 gauge, 20 gauge. It's a really nice 12 gauge also. it's a really nice way to test some shotguns. And all of these series are like $69, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So if you're interested, you should really check it out. Also, Scott Bach wanted me to add, if anybody else still has problems with ANGR, you know, with Strikeforce, with, you know, with, just let ANJRPC know. It's in this month's issue, by the way. But Scott wants to know if you're still having problems with your town, and it's strikeforce@anjrpc.org. Strikeforce@anjrpc.org. Any town, any violation, any bullshit, any extra paperwork, any extra passports and photos and notarized paperwork and proof of employment, anything that's not part of the norm, send it to strikeforce@anjrpc.org. We really, really need you to give us more data. Even though we recognized over this over 100 towns already, there's still many more towns out there that might be doing stuff or just implementing stuff now.
Right.
And we want to know who you are, because we want to get on top of those towns, because when we when Scott launches number 3 and then number 4, it's going to be hell to pay in the state of New Jersey, and it's going to be national, you know, there's going to be national publicity on this, without a doubt.
And the only towns, the only way they know about the towns is from
us,
our listeners, and from everybody else who is sending in information.
Correct. The only way they're going to know is from us. And it's important that we let
them
know.
And you're under full anonymity, too.
Yeah, yeah. No one's going to know it was you. I mean, unless you live in a town where there's 6 residents,
right,
and you're the only one who has an FID card. But they're not going to know. They're used to it. And, you know, the way Scott is doing this with our legal counsel with ANJRPC, it's going to be this monster rollout, and it's going to be phenomenal. And who knows? We might turn New Jersey upside down on its head. We got to start doing something, because we better mobilize a moderate for governor in 2 years.
Yeah.
Because if we don't get a moderate in the for governor of New Jersey, we're either going to get Stephen Fulop or Steve Sweeney as governor. And 2 years ago, when we went down to Trenton to squash those 85 anti-gun bills, guess what's going to happen?
All of them are going to resurrect themselves.
We will have 3-shot magazines.
Right.
We will. You think the SAFE Act in New York is bad, ladies and gentlemen? Forget it. That's gonna look like Vermont or Arizona compared to us when they get through with us.
Yeah.
So I don't know who he is or who she is out there, but we better get somebody. Obviously, this is New Jersey. We can't have someone who's extremely right wing. We're gonna need somebody who's more moderate and palatable, you know, and to handle the New Jersey voting block, as I should say.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we get Sweeney or Fulop, they're going to be fighting each other, which is good. They'll steal each other's votes in the primary. But one of them is going to come out as the contender. And I don't know who it is. Anybody have any ideas out there? Please email talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
If you want to run yourself.
Yeah. If there's anybody we can start putting some of our weight behind. I know it's soon to tell, but, you know, Christie's gone in 2 years.
Right.
Less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years.
So, and even if he decides not to run, you know, it's less than 2 years. If he decides to run, then is it 2 years? Yeah, it's 2 years, right?
2 years. Yeah.
Am I right?
And even if he decides to run, he would make a really shitty presidential candidate. So.
He's like 9th out of the top 10 right now in the caucus states.
It's sad.
Jeb Bush knocked him down like 5 rungs, too.
That's also sad.
You know, came out of nowhere. And so,
that's just so sad. But it is the typical Republican political machine.
It'll be interesting to see where it stands. But again, we talk about it all the time. What happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Yes.
And you see what's going on in Pennsylvania. You see what's going on in other states right now.
It's where they get the. Here is a proving ground for infringement on Second Amendment rights.
Correct.
Infringement on all rights.
Let's see how far we can take it and push it from there.
Hey, Jimmy just came in the studio.
Oh, it's about time.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Meetings after meetings after meetings.
Wow, yeah. Wow, there it is.
Oh, my God. You got to put your headphones on.
Got to make sure you put your phone on stun there.
Yeah, what were you doing with that guy in the office? What's going on?
We're putting together rappelling classes and...
What kind of classes? Rappelling?
Rappelling, yeah.
I have pictures of you wearing rappelling gear, by the way.
Of course.
Yes. You were rappelling off of 10-foot walls?
A little higher than that.
A little higher than that. You wouldn't get me any higher than that.
That's funny. So, Jimmy, we started this Ask Jimmy stuff, and it became very popular. I'm getting a lot of emails from people asking me for questions, and I want people to talk back at gunforhireradio.com and ask Jimmy if you have any questions. And we have enough time for the first question.
You know, it's about time we got Jimmy his own email address. Like,
no, talk back. I have to screen them. Okay, seriously, now you're making them a little too big.
Remember the last time we gave him an email address? All the porn stuff, the midget porn. That was a problem.
Seriously,
it was ice cream.
Definitely.
It was ice cream. Yeah,
he was on all the ice cream sites.
That's very true.
You know, a lot of the New York
for
Giants,
Jimmy and I, ice cream is porn.
A lot of the New York Giants come here, and Will Beatty, his wife is a from the Giants. His wife is a food scientist with Unilever, and she designs new flavors of ice cream.
Bars.
And she brings samples here.
Yeah,
and she's actually going to be here in 3 hours.
Really?
Is she really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
They have another class at 6 o'clock with me.
That's just too bad. All right. When we come back, more Ask Jimmy.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
You wanna rumble in my jungle? I'll take you on. Uh-huh. Stampede your rumba and send you home. You wanna rumble in space? I put my laser on stun.
Okay, I'm pointing.
I can't see your pointing. I'm looking at something. I'm trying to read.
Okay, we're back.
We're back, and this segment is sponsored by PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales. PhillyGunTraining.com is located where, Sandy?
And on Spring Garden.
On Spring Garden, Philadelphia, right across from the police department that issues the permits, and right around the corner from the gun store?
The gun range.
The gun range, same thing, close
same
enough.
Thing. Yeah.
Stop by and see Jose. Again, support those who support us. He's a Gun for Hire alumni, and he's very good at what he does. So, Jimmy Jam.
Talk to me,
baby. Getting questions. I sent them to you, not that you would have one printed out or anything.
No,
so I guess
why
I'll
would
have
I do
to
that?
Read them to you. Jimmy, real quick, the classic test drive. What guns are in a classic test drive?
In the classic test drive, we have the M1 Grand.
Mm-hmm.
We have the M14. We have the Colt Match H-Bar 223. And we have the Mosin Nagant.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's it. It's five of my names.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
So, okay. Jimmy, here it is. I've heard his section of parts. I'm excited about being able to hear his comments and opinions on ARs and AR parts and accessories. Now for my questions. I currently am running a Cavalry Arms A1 stock with a Fulton Armory buttstock slide sling mount. I'm considering switching to either the Magpul MOE buttstock or the Magpul MOE fixed carbine stock. Do you have an opinion or experience with either? Any other fixed stock option that should be considered? Brian Klim. Talk to us. What do you recommend? What do you say?
Well, what's the reason why you're running? I understand in Jersey we can't have the collapsible stock, but is there a reason why you're not pinning it to the length that you want? Having the fixed stock, you know, you're limited. I'm not a big fan of the fixed stock length, especially in the classes that we run, you know, more of an urban environment. If I was going to do more of a long range, then yeah, I want the stock all the way out. But the MOE is a good way to go. Price-wise, it's right on the money. You can't argue with that. Even on Amazon, you can pick it up pretty cheap. But I think the MOE would be the best way to go.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, again, even if you went with a you know, we do offer a service here, too, if you want to send me an email where we can actually find the right length of pull for you and pin it for you as well. So we can actually have it sent here so you don't have any legal issues with it.
Constructive intent. It's
right.
Cool.
So we don't want to see you get jammed up, so we can actually just have it sent here, and we would actually take care of it
for you. Let me define it real quick. Brian's probably heard it before. If Brian has an AR home with a fixed stock, and he orders online a retractable stock, and he receives delivery of that at his house, he's now a Class 3 felon under constructive intent, because the law says in New Jersey he could put that on that gun and make it an assault rifle.
Right. So and having the two pieces just in the same residence.
Correct. So having it shipped here, and then Jimmy will measure it in his office, and we will permanently pin it here, permanently affix it and pin it. He's legal within the law.
And the difference is because Jimmy's a gunsmith, and this
and
is an FFL.
Correct. So correct. We can do it here. All right, I got another email from Chris. Brian, I hope that answered your question. This one's from Chris. Hey, Ant, I actually have two questions. The latest push by state police for tighter rules for gun stores, what is it about? I'm not going to comment on that yet. It's made the news. It went viral where they're going to ask for more information. There's some work on that right now. We're trying to get it completely changed with our people in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're ready to go public with it, we will. Right now, just calm down with it. And let's see what we get done on it. Second question. Do you know off the top of your head, like three or four sub $1,000 rifles, carbine? I know carbine is a dirty word, but don't know what else to describe it. I think carbine's a great word.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. He's looking for something that's chambered in 9 or 45 and legal in New Jersey. That one is always a catch. I realize question number two is tough enough or not. Probably not allowed here. I was interested in the Kel-Tec 9mm folding gun most especially. We have that here for rent. Jimmy, go ahead.
We do.
What do you like?
Well, first off, I definitely call it a carbine. It's funny too when we do the builds, and you know, I call them M4s or M16s. But yes, with the carbines, the sub gun for the price, you know, it you can't beat it. You get them in 9mm 40. If you're a Glock guy like me and you have 3,000 Glock magazines, I'd get it in the Glock magazine configuration. But you can also get it in the Beretta 92FS. So if you're a Beretta guy and you have a boatload of Beretta magazines, that's one way to go. But the Kel-Tec, you know, the sub 2000, the only problem that I've ever had with mine was an extracting issue. The extractor itself snapped. But great customer service. Turnaround time was less than, I want to say, 2 weeks. But besides that, never had a problem with it. Even the one on our wall for rental. It rents out all the time. It's neat because you can fold it up. Evan Knappen had a pretty badass case for one of his. He had a suitcase. Remember
if
that?
If they take his course, he'll bring it. He brings it to every class. Yeah.
So that was pretty neat.
I've got one also. I can. This is about the only thing I can weigh in on personal testimony about. But I like it. I mean, it's all right. It's relatively accurate. You know, it's not, I mean, for what it is.
Right?
It's a close quarters gun. It happens to be my New Jersey carry rig, the same as Evan.
Correct.
And I carry that with about 300 rounds of ammunition and a crap load full of I have the Beretta 92.
But Jimmy, let's not leave out, he could also, if he does, you know, if he's interested in the Kel-Tec folding, there's also the Beretta CX4.
Correct.
There's also the Just Right rifle. Right.
Talk yeah, a that's bit more. About that. Well, the Just Right's more of a AR platform based. So the only thing not AR platform based would be the Beretta.
Beretta CX4 and a Kel-Tec.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, though, they stopped production on the CX4 though.
Okay.
So they stopped production. They have a new model out. I think it's only in 22 right now. But you're actually going to check that out.
At the SHOT Show. I'll be at the SHOT Show next week.
Right.
Now, these are folding also? No, they're not.
Yeah.
That's unique about the sub gun.
That's what I like about it. Because it just, because the little briefcase I've got it in, I carry it everywhere.
Yeah.
Into court, into the police station. I carry it everywhere.
It's neat. I mean, it's just like the Henry rifle, the survival rifle.
Where you break it down somewhere.
Right. Where you could actually
everything
take
goes
that,
in the stock.
Goes
and
right
floats.
In the stock. Yeah.
I mean, look at the Ruger 10/22 breakdown. I mean, that's pretty neat. You can take it apart and now it's in half and fits in a backpack.
Right, no, which no is questions. Cool. Right.
And Masad Ayoub has been saying for years, if the shit ever hits the fan, 22 ammo will be better currency than money.
Absolutely.
Because you
well,
can
we
trade
saw that,
it. You
right?
Can use it
didn't
for
we
self-defense?
Just see that with the last ammo shortage?
Correct.
22 was selling for like $35 a brick. Not even a brick, $35 Warren's
it still didn't
bot.
Go down. It hasn't gone down.
It hasn't gone down.
For our listeners, what we've been talking about is the KEL, K-E-L, separate word, Tech, T-E-C, 9mm. It's also the SU-2000. It's available in many different magazine and caliber configurations. You can get it for Glock 19, Glock 17, Beretta 92, FS, what else? The Beretta, Beretta PX.
The PX, right? Just not 92FS.
92FS.
And Glock Max, yeah.
Okay. That's it? No more?
Just no more Max.
Okay, so nice little gun. It looks cheap as all hell.
Yeah.
But it works good. It's a little tech driver.
The sights are definitely going to... I never seen a person say that the sights are 100%. You're going to have to make adjustments.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make adjustments.
In fact, you made the adjustments on mine for me. So it was, it works just fine.
But, Chris, I'll tell you what. You could get a just right carbine that is chambered in 9mm, too, which now you have an AR platform, and it's shooting a handgun caliber, which is really, really cool. Probably more than $1,000, though, right? Or right about
that. Right about 1,000, yeah. I don't want to jump the gun literally be here, but... I think there's another question on that list about 9mm ARs, right or no?
Well, what's your opinion?
I got the chambered 9mm or 45 and legal in New Jersey.
Because if we want to stick with a 9mm carbine, honestly, the CMMG makes a great 9mm carbine. Rock River Arms, if you're looking for something real badass, Lone
Wolf. But they're well over $1,000.
No, they're $1,000. You know, MSRP. Is $1,000 for the CMMG and $1,100 for Rock River. But the Lone Wolf, which I'm a big fan of, Lone Wolf's lowers, they actually have Glock magazines. So you have an AR, platform
with a Glock,
mag, and then I can use 9mm upper.
That's sweet.
And they sell a complete kit, I think, for, I want to say $1,050. So it's still in that $1,000 mark. And that's MSRP, so if you go somewhere else, you probably pick it up a little cheaper.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick. So no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun
for Hire Radio. In a very bad condition,
is in a bad condition.
Wait, I gotta listen.
I better make a move, now. I better move it, yeah.
All right, we can go now.
You're crazy, man. So, Jimmy, talk a little bit about the differences.
I've seen everything. All right. Can I leave now?
It's in the water, dude. It's in the water.
The problem that you run into with 9mm ARs is that magazine-wise, you're either going to have some kind of proprietary magazine for certain models, but the Rock River, the CMG, a lot of Colts, they use the Colt stick mag, which you'll find on like the subguns that Colt sells, obviously for LEO or military personnel. But the stick mags, they're not that they're hard to get, but you're going to be limited because I've only seen them in 5-round, 10-round, and then your normal size, which is your 30-plus. Mm. So,
which you can't even.
Right, and then just trying to MacGyver that to make it permanently affixed for 15, that's just a whole other mess there. But what's nice about the Lone Wolf, though, is, again, you're using a standard Glock mag. If you're using a Glock 19 or a Glock 17 mag, lowers a standard AR, lower receiver. Just the housing itself can accommodate the Glock magazine. It actually locks back on the last round, which is rare for a it's rare for a 9mm AR rifle to lock back. So the Lone Wolf will lock back as well. And again, the magazines are just very easy to obtain, as opposed to, let's say, the stick mags. All 9mm are blowback, so you're not worried about a gas tube.
Sure.
But they run dirty, so you're going to have to make sure you clean them real well. But the Lone Wolf, I haven't seen any problems with them. We have a Lone Wolf here, lower receiver, and then for the upper receiver, I'm pretty sure we have a CMMG on top of that.
Did you ever build an AR in a 9 or 45 for anybody?
We did a Lone Wolf 9mm and a 40.
Okay.
Yeah, not a 45.
Did it work well?
It worked real well.
So, Chris, I hope we answered all of your questions. Jimmy, hang out for a few minutes. I have a question here from... Did I lose it? Okay.
He's finding it, though, the other thing you want to look for is if you do decide to buy a 9mm AR platform, look for the bulk carrier to be ramped. I should have mentioned that before. Ramped bulk carriers allow for standard AR fire control group, meaning like the hammer will be the same. Some proprietary bulk carriers need 9mm hammers, but if you have a ramped bulk carrier under 9mm, then you can use a standard M4, M16, AR-15 hammer. So that's something to look for.
Nice. I hope that helped. Jimmy at Gun for Hire or Talkback at Gun for Hire Radio for Ask Jimmy. So this is from Harold Johnson. You know Harold. He's been coming here forever taking classes. Someone ran to the window to record the shooting in France. Their location was a great shooting location for records or bullets. What is your opinion on a homeowner pulling out his rifle and shooting the terrorists, say in the U.S. or New Jersey? My only fear is if it was a movie, they were filming a movie. You know the way he's saying. Well, Harold, you have to really be careful there. If the shit hit the fan and we were under attack, then all bets are off. Right. But if you open your window and you see something going on,
and you start,
you can't shoot. This is my learning segment. Yeah. I want to talk about clear and imminent danger.
It isn't the movie.
Listen, in Texas, where they have strong castle doctrine, Florida, Arizona, if you look at your bedroom window and someone is stealing something out of your car, you can shoot them from your bedroom window.
You can even pop in the back of the head, can't you?
Correct. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
New Jersey is not like that. You have
you
to
do
be
that,
clear
you're
and imminent
gonna
danger.
You're going to go to jail
you
for the rest
get,
of your life.
Correct. So there's two scenarios here, Hal. If, in fact, that it was a random thing, you looked at your window and something was going on, no. Take cover. Call for help and protect yourself and your family. Get in a position where you can defend yourself and don't start shooting out that window, okay? Now, let's say there was 12 terrorist attacks that occurred throughout the country and we were under alert again.
Oh, like in
September
Boston?
11th or like in Boston. Well, yeah. Then all bets are off, I guess, at that point. It's every man for himself if the civil
unless
arrest
you live in
or
Massachusetts
whatever.
Or New Jersey.
But, so, Harold, just remember that. And the next thing I want to talk about is just think about it, that these cells that are being activated in Belgium and France, they're next to be activated here.
Yeah, right next door in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, they're here and it's going to happen and maybe we'll adopt the Israeli mindset eventually where we need to be prepared and vigilant all the time. Yesterday, a member of the range, NRA instructor, Gun for Hire alumni, Ali, he came and he thanked you and I for being so objective in reporting what was going on in France and everything, which was nice because it's nice to get the side from someone who's a Muslim.
Right.
Obviously not an Islamic fundamentalist, right. But just a religious person.
I have
Jimmy?
I have a lot of associates, a lot of business associates, a lot of good close friends who are Muslim, who are appalled by this. And really honestly afraid to speak out because of it.
And I know I went off on a tangent, but because it just came to me. But going back to Harold's question, too. Harold, remember, you're liable for every bullet that exits the muzzle of that gun. Mm. This is why we have a Nappin class. This is why we have a Masad Ayoub class here. All right? That every bullet has a lawyer attached to it. All right?
Yes.
Nappin mostly teaches about storing your guns, transporting your guns, keeping your guns, dealing with domestics, dealing with divorces, dealing with police stops. Masad Ayoub, Judicious Use of Deadly Force, teaches before a shooting, after a shooting, during a shooting, how to handle it, the aftermath, the mechanics.
He's the guy that is the best expert witness for this particular use of deadly.
Almost scared of him.
Yes.
Yeah, but as soon as he walks in a courtroom, prosecutors shit themselves when they see it's him. So, you know, we talk about this, but you're liable for every bullet. You need to know your backstop. Okay, mm-hmm. You shoot out the window at somebody and you hit an innocent bystander, you're going to jail.
Or ricochets off the street and goes through someone's window.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't really work that way. You're better off hunkering down and protecting you and yourself and your family and not worrying about that. Again, if it was a different scenario, if we were under siege, it would be completely different.
Yeah, it's a
yeah, it would be a hell of a thing to find out later if we were in a movie. You know, if they were filming a movie outside.
You imagine.
So much. But that could happen. Listen, worse shit has happened.
Oh, yeah.
People have been sucked in and had worse shit happen. We hear stories here all the time about people having, you know, little run-ins with the law and mistakes and stuff like that. If you think it can't happen to you, then you're living in a fantasy world. I never in my life thought I'd end up through the criminal legal system in this state.
Especially with all the background, all the knowledge, everything else that you have.
And all the background checks and licensing and everything. I've spent 53 years of my life following the rule of the law, and it's amazing how it can be twisted to someone else's advantage for personal gain and whatnot.
Right.
And again, on February 13th, Nappin will go over that as well. Next week, I'm going to the SHOT Show. Took Jimmy with me last year. He's going to come with me next year. I'm going to the SHOT Show with Rob. We're going to be out there for 5 days, and we're going to do a show or two reporting on the newest developments and stuff that's coming out and stuff we're going to be bringing to the range and new guns. Like Jimmy just talked about the new Beretta CX4 and or whatever it's called starting out in 22.
That'll be the weekend of the 24th.
Yes, and obviously there'll be more and more female stuff and family stuff out there. And maybe I should put a sign on my back, guntryclub.com for sale. At the SHOT Show. Jimmy, they ran an article in the Washington Post about Guntry Clubs. They stole my term. I trademarked that 4.5 years ago, and I registered the name guntryclub.com. Since the article ran, 4 people have emailed me they want to buy guntryclub.com from me.
Amazing.
So isn't that great? But, yeah, so that's my term, but maybe I should sell it while we're out there. So the SHOT Show is the big it's for only us, you know, people that are in the industry. It's not open to the public.
Yeah.
If you want a show that's open to the public, NRA convention is the way to go. Mm-hmm. This year it's in Nashville. I think end of April, early May, I will be there.
Great city.
That's a consumer show.
Yeah.
You can go to Nashville. Yes. Yeah. And that's a great show. That's like SHOT Show Light. It's like one quarter the size of the SHOT Show. And you'll be able to meet with all the manufacturers and all the players in the gun industry and have a great freaking time. And you'll get to meet all the players in the NRA. And you'll be in a town or a city where there'll be 80 to 100,000 like-minded people walking around.
Right.
You really should go. It's a good time. And you can also vote for board members then, which is coming up, by the way.
And I can give you a list of great places to eat, too.
Yes. Speaking of that, NRA ballots will be in the mail in a week or two. And there's 2 people that I'm endorsing. It's Scott Bach and Joe DeBurgelis. All right, there's 25 seats, 35 people running. Scott Bach and Joe DeBurgelis, who I'm endorsing. So, again, support those who support us. Again, February 13th, Evan Nappin will be here teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And in May, Masad Ayoub, the master, the great one, will be here teaching Mag 20 and Mag 40, live fire. Jimmy, what else do you have to add, brother?
Besides the clinics, we do have some new classes coming out, so look out for the email that we'll be sending out shortly.
What new classes you got?
Well, we're bringing in an outside instructor, which is going to be pretty neat.
Cool.
A snake eater.
Yeah.
Snake eater. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
another snake eater.
Another one.
Yeah, so look out for that.
I get a little frightened.
If you've attended our urban classes, you will have first bite at that, and then we'll open it up to the public.
Sweet. What else you got going?
That's it, brother.
That's it?
I'm done. I read everything off. I don't want to repeat it for our poor listeners.
Wow. Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Jimmy the Gun Guy, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please remember, strikeforce@anjrpc.org. If you've got any kind of infraction happening to you in the state of New Jersey, please let them know. This week's a cappella gospel music is courtesy of the Golden Gate Quartet, founded in Norfolk, Virginia in 1934. You can hear more of their music or buy their music at iTunes. We love you guys. Please be safe. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. From sea to the shadow.